Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Happy fifth day of November. Today we are reading from Job 24. This is a longer chapter, so I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 12 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Why aren't times laid up by the Almighty? Why don't those who know Him see His days? There are people who remove the landmarks. They violently take away flocks and feed them. They drive away the donkeys of the fatherless, and they take the widow's ox for a pledge. They turn the needy out of the way. The poor of the earth all hide themselves. Behold, as wild donkeys in the desert, they go out to their work, seeking diligently for food. The wilderness yields them bread for their children. They cut their food in the field. They glean the vineyard of the wicked. They lie all night naked without clothing and have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains and embrace the rock for lack of a shelter. There are those who pluck the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge of the poor, so that they go around naked without clothing. Being hungry, they carry the sheaves. They make oil with the walls of these men. They tread wine presses and suffer thirst. From out of the populous city, men groan. The soul of the wounded cries out, yet God doesn't regard the folly. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I am so grateful that you often talk in the Old Testament about the quartet of the vulnerable, the widow, the orphan, the poor, and the alien. And here we see it in this passage. We're looking at the injustices that are happening all around in the nation and in the country and in the world. And these are not uncommon today. These are issues that are happening throughout our nation in the United States and around the world. And so, Lord, help us to be like you, Jesus, when you came to preach good news to the poor and to help those who are downtrodden and brokenhearted. Lord, help us to be a vessel of light and hope. Lord, in our business dealings, may we be fair. And help us to remember the principles of the Old Testament, that as we have a field, that we don't fully harvest it so that the poor can glean from it. And as I think about that in a modern turn of phrase, it would be that we give away from our excess. And Lord, as I pray this, I am reminded so much of the excess that you have given us, and how every year we're trying to give more and more away, because we know that where our treasure is, that's where our heart will be. And so, Lord, I pray again, open our eyes, my eyes, my husband's eyes, to the needs around us and how we can fill those needs, not merely with money, but although that's a part of it, but in our lives, to welcome people to our table who can't pay us back, to be generous in all things, and to live a life worthy of your calling, to watch how you lived when you walked the earth with generosity and kindness, feeding 5,000 and taking care of those who are broken and downtrodden and sick. Lord, and demonized, you had compassion on the multitudes, but you also had compassion on the one. And so, Lord, help us to remember who that one is. And as I think about that, I think about the impact card that my church, Lake Point, gives us every year. And on that impact card, we write down names of people we're praying for that we're longing to see come to you. And usually there's like two or three names on my card. And I pray for those folks throughout the year. And it's just kind of my practice to do so. And so, Lord, if my friend listening today doesn't have an impact card, they can certainly just grab a 3x5 card, write down some names of people they're praying for specifically, put it in a place where they can look at it, and continue to pray. So, Lord, in light of that, we pray for those people in our lives who are far, far, far from you. And our heart and our longing is that they would be brought near by your blood and by your sacrifice and by your resurrection. Lord, that we would be bold in sharing your gospel, not only with our words, but also with the way that we love people and how we live our lives. Lord, we want to see a revival hit our land, and we know that that happens first through our repentance and our humility, but also through the prayers of the saints who are longing to see people in all relationships to come to the best relationship, which is their relationship with you. So we lay down the prodigals, we lay down the people far from you, and we ask that you would pursue them. You would leave the 99 and chase that one. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if this podcast has been helpful to you, you can email me directly, mary@marydemuth.com. It comes right to me, not even to an assistant. And let me know how you found the podcast and if there was anything that happened that was helpful to you, or if you have any suggestions, I would really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening to Pray Every Day. And I pray that today you know that you are loved by the one who sacrificed himself for you.